朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
Why kill the male infants?
第一个目的，第一个轨迹是要同化这个民族。
So the first scheme is to assimilate this nation, this race.
将来这些女的没有人可以嫁，只好嫁给外邦人。
So that all the women have nobody to marry but marry the Gentiles.
神家圣洁的血统，这个属神的子民这条线就被切断了。
So this pure bloodline get cut off.
第一代是同化，接下来就是断代，没有下一代。
So the enemy is trying to assimilate the first generation and exterminate the second generation.
这是三千多年前历史上发生的事。
So this is something happened in history 3,000 years ago.
这件事情今天一直在发生。
But yet this thing continued to repeat throughout history.
我想大家很心平气和地讲，今天的下一代，他们的观念、他们的价值观、他们的思想、他们所看的、所喜欢的，差不多都是受电视、电影、网络这些东西来教育，对不对？
Now our next generation is so much influenced by the media. They are educated by the media.
你看我们家里面的小孩子、小 baby， 你放在电视面前，他们说一个月平均看10,000多个电视广告。
If you place your infant in front of TV, the statistic says that every month they see more than 10,000 commercials.
要穿什么名牌？要撒什么香水？头发要怎么样？穿什么东西？全部都是世界在教育他们。
They're being educated on how they should wear and their hairstyle and their taste.
这叫做同化。
And this is called assimilation.
接下来就断代。
And then extermination.
属灵的生命祝福传不下去。
So that we cannot pass down our spiritual inheritance.
我要讲三个数字，我从前举过，但是我今天把它摆在一起。
I have some data that I want to put together today.
第一个,
First,
对美国的基督徒来说,
for American Christians,
4岁到15岁信主的人占多少%你们知道吗?
Do you know the percentage of people who became Christian from the age of 4 to 15?
就是现在美国的基督徒哈，就是今天所谓美国人的基督徒，他们得救的年日，得救的时候，他的年纪是在4岁到15岁之间的，你知道占多少%吗
？You know the percentage of American Christians who became Christian from the age of 4 to 15?
Joshua, make a guess. 50%. Okay. 还有没有要 beat 更高的？还有没有人？谁？站起来。80%。
80%。
我们翻译讲对了。85%。85%是在4岁到15岁。
85% of American Christians got saved from the age of 4 to 15.
从15岁到30岁信主的比例是多少?
From age 15 to 30?
已经没有多少了。因为是85%被他们拿走了。
Not much left.
10%.
10%.
30岁以上。
Those over 30?
4%.
4%.
那1%是4岁以前。
And the 1% is before 4 years old.
先让大家知道一下，孩子们在这段的时间是多么重要的时候。
Now you can see what an important age group that is.
这是第一件事情。
That is the first data.
第二个 data 我跟大家讲的。
Second one I want to share with you.
我以前也讲过哈。
And I share with you before.
父母亲如果都能够正常的去教会的话。
If parents go to church regularly.
孩子也会正常的去教会。
Then children will go to church regularly.
的比例占72%，大概有72%的孩子会跟着去教会。
So if parents go to church regularly, about 72% of their children will go to church regularly.
如果这个家只有爸爸去的话
，If only fathers of this family go to church,
妈妈不肯去
，But the moms will not go.
但是孩子会跟着去教会的比例
and then the percentage of their children going to church regularly.
从72%就掉到了55%。
Dropped from 72% to 55%.
如果一个家只有妈妈去，爸爸不肯去。
And if only the mother goes to church but not the father.
孩子会跟着妈妈去教会的比例，你知道占多少吗？
You know, the percentage of children going to church with their mom?
15%。
Only 15%.
一下子落差了40%。
So the difference is 40%.
那当然，这是美国出来的统计资料，因为中国的妈妈大概比较有权柄啊。
So this is for American moms. Chinese moms probably have more authority.
爸爸不去，还是拖着孩子去啊。
If dad would not go, they would still drag the kids go to church.
但是我在这里要强调的，就是一个男人，一个父亲。在家里面扮演重要的角色。
But what I want to emphasize here is what an important role a man plays in his family.
当约书亚说至于我和我家必定侍奉耶和华，是老爸出来说。
When Joshua proclaims that as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord, it's the father that's making the proclamation.
当主耶稣从变化山上下来的时候，是父亲带着那个孩子来求耶稣医治他的孩子。
When Jesus stepped down from the Mount of Transfiguration, it's the father who came to Jesus and asked for help.
当雅鲁的女儿快死的时候，是父亲四处找耶稣，跑来跪在耶稣面前求耶稣去救他的女儿。
When Jairus' daughter was about to die, it was the father who came to Jesus and begged for salvation.
那这一代的父亲，就像《台福月刊》曾经讲的，爱家的男人都死在半路上。
But nowadays, there's a Chinese saying, those men who love the family already died on the way.
因为从前有一个天使向一个农夫显现，看他工作很辛苦，就说：“好，你今天出去跑，你日落以前回来，你跑多少地都送给你。”
There's a story that an angel appeared to a man because he worked very diligently. So the angel says, "Okay, now you run. Whenever you run, and the piece of land will be given to you."
在日落以前。
Or before sunset.
所以他出去跑。
You come back.So he kept running,
认真的跑
and then run very diligently.
跑不动了，该回家了。想到哎呀，太太最近太辛苦了，都没有买东西给她，再跑一点。
Even though it was about time to come back, but he thought, okay, my wife has such and such need, so let me run more to get more land.
孩子要读书，再跑一点。
And then my kids need to go to school, so let me run more.
啊，想这个想那个，跑跑跑跑到太阳下山。
So he kept running without returning back by sunset.
他伤心的死在半路上。
Then he died on the way.
就叫爱家的男人死在半路上。
That's why the saying said, "Those men who love the family die on the way."
兄弟今天在弟兄在父亲的家中的一个工作，就是让我们觉得我赚钱，我赚钱，我打拼，我有这么多的压力。
So now the scheme, the deception of the enemy is for men to keep working and making more money.
但是我们却忽略掉神把一个家托付给我们是何等的重要。
But yet we neglected the commission that God has given us, that is the family.
他的祝福不仅仅是直接对我们当代的儿女。
Not only the blessing will be reached to our children.
它是一代一代要传下去。
But it will be passed down through other generations.
那第三个我要讲的 data.
The third data I want to share with you.
就是不管中国教会像大使命做的统计，或是美国教会做的统计。
So whether it's a statistics done by Chinese or Americans.
孩子十八岁离家以后，会否定他的信仰的，几乎高达80%。
About 80% of the children after they leave home when they reach 18 would deny their faith.
他小的时候在你前面，他可以读经，他可以祷告，他可以背圣经，他可以讨父母的喜欢，做一切你喜欢他做的事情。
When children are young, they live in your under your roof. They will do everything to please you. They will read the Bible and pray.
所以我们说，父母亲不要被骗，好，我们要真正在乎他们的救。
So, parents, I advise you not to be cheated or deceived, but really care about their soul.
我们要真正在乎他跟神的关系。
And care about their personal relationship with God.
我们要真正看见他身上有 Christ-like character, 向主的性情出来了。
We want to see Christ-like characters emerging from.
弟兄姊妹，每次我们想到这些，我们都觉得亏欠。
Every time we think about this, we feel that we fall short.
今天如果你有机会到所有要离开这个世界的人面前去问他说，你这一生最大的遗憾是什么？
If you ask anyone who is about to leave this world, what is your greatest regret? in this life.
我相信你几乎听不到有人说我嫌我钱赚太少，嫌我这辈子没有机会当到 Vice President 或 CEO，或是我没有买过一架飞机，不会有人讲这些。
I believe you will not hear anyone say that. Oh, I wish I could make more money, be a CEO, be a VP, or about that airplane.
差不多我们的后悔都是我没有好好爱我的家，或是我在关系上出了问题。
Most regrets would be that we did not love our family or our relationship went wrong.
前一阵子傅立德教授来我们中间讲课的时候，他曾经引用一个专家的一句话。
A couple of weeks ago, Pastor Fu Lider came to speak to us, and then he quoted someone.
他说所有心理上的疾病几乎都是因为人际关系出了问题。
He says about all psychological problems.Can be a trace back to relationship problems.
现在人心理的疾病简直严重到是我们过去二三十年几乎没有听过的事情。
Now all these mental issues are escalating beyond we can imagine.
我三十年前来美国的时候，我还没有听过 depression 这个病。
30 years ago, when I came to America, I never heard of the term depression.
现在不光有忧郁症，有躁郁症，有什么郁症，好多症。
Now there are all kinds of mental disorders, depression, bipolar, all kinds.
里面有焦虑 anxiety, 里面有苦毒，有 bitterness, 就是现在各式各样的病。
It is so common that people have bitterness, worries, and anxieties, all kinds of issues.
几乎现在你打开报纸，没有一天的报纸不报这些东西。
And now if you read newspaper, you will not go by one day without seeing such issues.
你们不要紧张，我的纲要没空讲。不会讲后面的，但是我在这里本来要讲撒加利亚这个家。
So originally I was going to share with you the household of Zechariah.
我可能七月初在讲，你知道撒加利亚在这里侍使约翰的时候。
The father, the Zechariah, the father of John the Baptist.
他完全照着神给他的托付、神的旨意来养育他的孩子。
He raised his child according to God's command and commission.
圣经上用一句话讲到他的孩子，他心灵强健。这个孩子不断的长大，而且心灵强健。
So the Bible described this child as he was growing up, that he was strong in the spirit.
弟兄姊妹，你却发现今天这个世代哈，不光是下一代的孩子们。包括我们这一代的人，最大的问题就在于我们心灵不够强健。
But nowadays, you see that the most common weakness for this generation, for our next generation, is that we are not strong in the spirit.
我们花很多钱，用很多的方法去吃营养食品，是为了身体的健康。
We spend a lot of money and effort to take care of our physical body.
但是今天的几乎是全面性的，年长的有年长的心情问题。中年人有中年人的问题，青年人有青年人的问题，连小家伙都有很多问题。
But then there are, now there are mental issues in every age group.
Emotion 的表现都是里面内在的发表，因为里面心灵不够健康。
Emotions are but expression of our inner being, and it's because we're not healthy.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道怎么去传这个负担，我真的巴不得每一个家、一个家、一个家都是全家一起来爱主。
I don't know how to share with you this burden, but I hope that every family will love the Lord and as a family.
一个家蒙不蒙福，一个家能不能被神用，一个家好不好，跟每一个人都有责任的。
And it's everyone's responsibility how this family is.
父亲有父亲的责任，母亲有母亲的责任，孩子有孩子的责任。
Father has his responsibilities, mother.And also children, they all have their responsibilities.
不光在消极上面，圣经上不喜欢我们彼此有相争啊。
Passively, the Bible says, "Do not divide among the household."
叫我们消耗，外面已经很辛苦了，回到家还要消耗，那是很痛苦的事情。
It is a deep pain if we are consumed by our family divisions.
教会是一样的，外面有这么多的征战和压力，如果神家再不和的话，那也是很痛苦的事情，对不对
？The same applies to church because there are so many warfare going on outside, and that if our church still has division, that is very painful.
所以在消极上，我们希望家人在一起，真的是在爱里面相处哈。不要父母亲夫妻之间跟孩子之间常常活在冲突里面，那是很痛苦的事情。
So passively, we don't want to see conflicts in family. We want the families to live in harmony.
我从这次在一个地方看见弟兄姊妹用的话，彼此的对话用这么强硬的话，我们里面都很痛苦。怎么会这样子对弟兄讲这句话呢？
This time we saw when we were out, we saw brothers and sisters. They talk with each other with harsh words, and that really.
夫妻之间，父母跟孩子之间也应该是这样。
It should be the same with between the husband and wife and parents and children.
因为我时间到了，我只能把背诵经文简单讲完，我就结束。我们一起来读今天的背诵经文。
So now my time is up. So I will review. I will read with you the memory verses.
就在大家的讲义上，我们一起来读。
Let's read together.
这个保罗曾经在以弗所书有更详尽的解释的那个教导。
And then, the same passage will be explained in more details in the book of Ephesians.
大家回家可以看。
That you can go back and read the book of Ephesians.
但是到了哥罗西书的时候，他用四句话做结束。
In Colossians, Paul concludes with four verses.
好像考前总复习一样。
So this is like the summary.
对每一个人，每一个人的角色都有一个关键的词，请你们找出来。
So let's find a key word for every role in the family.
而且只为自己找，好不好？
Please only find the keyword for your role.
丈夫不要替妻子找。
Husbands, do not find the keyword for your wives.
顺服，姊妹，你就是要顺服，你不要去管他。
Submit, wives, you should submit.
你找你自己的。
Just find the keyword for yourself.
啊，弟兄找你自己的，姊妹找你自己的，父亲找你自己的，孩子找你自己的。
Fathers, find the keyword for yourself. Mothers and children.
我们一起来。
Let's read together.
你们做妻子的，当顺服自己的丈夫，这在主里面是相宜的。你们做丈夫的，要爱你们的妻子，不可苦待他们。你们做儿女的，要凡事听从父母，因为这是主所喜悦的。你们做父亲的，不要惹儿女的气，恐怕他们失了志气。对于父亲的话，我需要稍微多加解释。
I'd like to explain more about the father's role.
那很多爸爸会觉得保罗讲错了，这个都是儿子惹我们气，怎么会我们惹他气
？Some fathers may think a Paul is probably making a mistake. Only children will provoke parents.
那英文用 provoke， 在原文上是一个更强烈的字眼。
So the English translation they use the word provoke.
就是讲到父亲不可以在血气中、在愤怒里面去刺激、去羞辱你的孩子。
But in the original context, it's even a stronger word. It's don't exasperate or humiliate your children in flesh.
把你的孩子激动到他暴怒，哈，激动到他被羞辱，他失去了志气。
Don't exasperate your children or humiliate them to a point that they are discouraged.
不是你不能管他。
It's not that you cannot discipline
them.
It's not that you cannot be angry.
所以孩子们不要拿这句话给爸爸看。
So please don't, children don't use this word for your father.
但是哈，做父亲的，如果你在骂孩子的时候，你只能因为他错的事情纠正他，教导他。
Fathers, when you scold your children, only about the matters, about the mistakes that he made.
你不要加上这么强感觉的字眼，说你这个人真没有用。
But don't humiliate. Says you are a useless person.
你这个人一无是处，没有一样比得上别人。这都是叫做这个教孩子们失掉志气的话。
And don't discourage them by saying that you are useless and that you are nothing compared to other kids.
你不像你哥哥，你不像你弟弟，你哪里像邻居的阿花？
You're not like your older brother. You're not like your younger brother or even your neighbor.
好，弟兄姊妹，这是叫孩子失志气的话。
Such words will discourage your children.
那父亲的问题常常就是不管就不管，一管的话打雷一样。
So the problem with fathers, sometimes they don't care at all, but then when they discipline like a thunderbolt.
所以我们说为自己读，孩子们不要为爸爸读，爸爸们不要为孩子们读。
So that's all read for our own roles.
这是这个家蒙福的出路。
And that is the way for The blessing
做妻子的，你就专心做好，顺服你的丈夫，你就发现你的丈夫很自然的就爱你了。
Wives, just focusing on submitting to your husbands, and you will find, you'll discover that your husband will start loving you.
做弟兄的，全心的爱你的妻子，体贴她，照顾她，在乎她的感觉，谢谢她，她自然就顺服你了。
Husbands, focusing on loving your wife wholeheartedly, appreciate her, and you will find her becoming more and more submissive.
孩子们，神的要求是叫我们凡事顺服你们的父母。
Children, God's command is that you will obey your parents in all things.
也不晓得这样子之后，你能够在神的面前得到多大的祝福。
You don't know how you will be blessed by God if you do this.
你也不知道你这么做能够让你的父母得到多大的安慰。
And you don't know how much comfort you will bring to your parents by doing so.
你更不知道将来在你自己的孩子的事情上，神要怎样祝福你。
And you don't know how much God's going to bless you, bless your children when you do this.
所有三个角色都用正面的爱、顺服、听从。
So all three commands are positive commands. Love, submit, and obey.
讲到父亲的时候， 保罗在哥罗西书是用的消极的，不要惹儿女的气。
So for fathers, Paul is saying, using a negative command, don't provoke, exasperate your children.
就原谅我用以弗所书第六章第四节来补一个积极的事。保罗说，只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。
But yet in Ephesians chapter 6, Paul says, but bring them up in the training and then advice of the Lord.
不要惹他们气是消极的。
So do not provoke them. That is passive.
积极的照着主的教训和警戒来养育他们。
But bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord.
好，我们现在轮到你的时候，你就喊你自己的那个 keyword 那个关键字，好不好？
Okay, now I'm gonna call out the roles and then you speak up for the keyword.
做妻子的是什么字？
For the wives.
有没有哪一个姊妹没讲？再来一次哈。做妻子的
，for the wives，
顺服
，submit；
做丈夫的
，husbands，
真的、啊、
，to love；
做儿女的
，for the children， to obey。
中文、英文都可以，再来一次，太小声。
Once again， let's go again。
做儿女的
，for the children， obey。
保罗特别多加了一个。凡事
obey in all things.
做父亲的
for the fathers,
养育
to bring them up.
要照着主的教训和警戒来养育他。
Don't provoke them, but bring them up.
整个撒加利亚的故事就是为神家培养合神心意的器皿。
But the story of the Zechariah's household is to prepare vessels for God's house.
能够为着神家预备自己的孩子，合乎主用。
So that for God's house, prepare our own children.
所以当使徒约翰出来的时候，给神家带来这么大的祝福。
When John the Baptist came out for ministry, he brought such great blessing for God's house.
当使徒约翰跑完他的路的时候，主耶稣为他写的墓碑叫做“凡妇人所生的，没有一个大过他的。”
So and then after John the Baptist finished his journey.Jesus said, commented that everyone born of women is not greater than John the Baptist.
虽然我们可能比不上 John Baptist 这样子的孩子。
Maybe we can never be as great as John the Baptist.
但是我们希望我们每一个孩子在神的手中能够被神爱、被神用。
But we hope that every child will be loved and used by God.
我们需要全家来。
So that we should do this together as a family.
我们需要全教会来。
As a church.
所以我们要为了孩子的 mission team, 为了 youth retreat, 为了各样的 VBS, 我们祷告。
So we should pray for our children's VBS, youth retreat, and mission teams.
年长的、中年的、青年人、少年人、孩子们，我们全家一起来侍奉神。
朋友，你在活在耶稣里福音网站收听节目有多久了？如果你相信了主耶稣，生命得到造就，那么你愿意用金钱奉献来支持我们的福音事工吗？活在耶稣里事工是单单靠听众读者支持的非盈利机构，期待你通过祷告点击奉献支持，与我们一起来结出传福音的好果子。